And welcome back to What's Up Warriors.
Yes, indeed.
You always start off with yes or indeed.
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 Yes.
I feel like that's an app, ain't it?
Indeed?
Yes.
I'ma check.
Oh no, as he pulls out his cell phone.
You just talk about whatever. Okay, customer care service. Yep, I have to pay $24. All right.
Oh my god.
Cheap phone bill.
It is indeed
job search.
Oh, it's a job search app. All right.
Not sponsored.
Oh my god, just cue the intro.
All right.
What's up, Warriors?
I'm DJ King.
And I'm DJ Mike.
Welcome back, Season 2. As before, we talk about the trending news going around everywhere. Are you okay over there, DJ Mike? We have to give certain details, and I'm just going to go ahead and tell you, DJ Mike's rolling around with a new hairdo, looking like Jorgen Von Strangel from Fairy Odd Parents, but, you know, it's fine.
Should I try the voice?
You could try right now.
Dibby Dennett, you're irresponsible.
Yo, Fairy Odd Parents.
God, that hurt.
So what kind of dank memes did you look at over the break?
Oh, well, I just saw that banana meme. A lot of people are doing some creative stuff on the TikTok app.
Oh, TikTok. Yes. I don't know why, but over the break, we've had a lot of TikTok memes, and some of the memes I can just sit there, laugh at for a good solid 10 minutes.
And keep in mind that some do go a bit far, but they're still, like, funny. But you also feel bad for the other person who has to suffer through this person making fun of them. But nonetheless, it is hilarious, and I will laugh at TikTok memes all day. And keep in mind that do not think Musical.ly is gone, because TikTok is Musical.ly. For those of you who think Musical.ly is gone and TikTok replaced it.
What's Musical.ly?
What?
All right, anyways.
What are you talking about?
What is Musical.ly?
What is Musical.ly? Doesn't exist. It's gone. I'm just kidding.
Like Vine?
Well, No. We're not doing that. No. Musical.ly is not Vine. But, basically, you know, Musical.ly, it's basically what it sounds like. There's a video of you, and then there's music in the background, and you just lip sync to the video and do some little dances or something like that.
Do you have to? Can you just sit, look at the camera, and let the music play and act like you're enjoying the music?
You can. But if you sit there and just stare at the camera, you might be a little creepy. Or people might just think you're not good at lip syncing.
You know what? This is a question that I have to ask for DJ Reese when he goes and does his podcast. Will you make a TikTok with me? That's all I want to know. Just reply to me on your podcast. And once you get back to me, we will feature your comment in the next episode of the podcast. So, anyways, we have a lot to talk with you.
Laugh at you if you make a TikTok.
I'm going to make a TikTok with DJ Reese if possible.
I will laugh at both of you. I will probably be one of the people that does the little duets where I'm just dancing on you when, you know.
You're just doing the Orange Justice as me and him are singing, like, Rihanna or something. Rihanna!
Rihanna!
Rihanna, let's put your name, season one. Oh, God. Season one was terrible. It was terrible. Mistakes were made. Season two is starting off with mistakes. Let's do it. All right.
Ever heard of Rihanna's twin sister, Rihanna?
You ever hear of my twin sister? His name's Brian. All right, but,
okay.
DJ King and Brian are two different people. I am DJ King, and my twin sister Brian is currently in school while I'm in the studio. Brian may be learning math. We don't know.
Or it might be banana time for him.
Yeah, it might be banana time. He might be at lunch eating a banana. But so let's talk about the
news. You see how unfunny we are?
All right,
I'm talking to the wall, no one else.
So let's talk about the Venom movie. You've went and actually gone and seen the movie.
Yes, I did. And
so tell us all about that.
And I will not. I refused to tell you what I thought of it. I'm going to sit here and lick my lips because I'm not allowed to give my opinion. I'm just kidding. The movie did go kind of quick, but also I can't really say that since I was 20 minutes late, and it was still getting through little intros about what's going on, but I got in there to where basically Eddie Brock lost his job, and then it just went on from there. But the movie did feel like kind of quick for when he got the symbiote inside him, and then before I knew it, the ending was right there. And the ending didn't make a whole lot of sense, but it also did at the same time. You'd have to go see the movie to understand what I'm talking about, but basically the bad guy wants to go to outer space and Venom stops him. I don't get that, but I also do not like, I don't like the bromance between Venom and Eddie Brock at the same time, because yeah, Eddie Brock, he did have an attachment to the symbiote. He was like addicted to it, but a bromance, you kidding me? Yeah, and just, I'm so bad at explaining stuff. This is like really cringy.
But the real question is for the Venom movie, does it correlate to the Lego Avengers game?
All right, guys, so in case you're not fully aware of what's going on within this episode so far, I'm going to kind of sit here and explain. Me and DJ Mike, we were on an episode of Jordan Am, and this joke of the Lego Avengers was based off the Spider-Man game that came out from Insomnia. So that's kind of an understanding. I'm going to kind of throw in what that conversation was a little bit. Then we're going to go back and fully discuss everything. So please do enjoy my sideline of random humor. Please enjoy.
I have a question. I know this is coming on a bit fast, but will you marry me?
Yes.
Oh, that's one. DJ Mike?
Oh, you're asking both of us.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It'll be a partnership.
Polygamy rules.
I don't know what to say. I mean, we haven't known each other for that long.
I mean, we've known each other enough.
What would Uncle Ben have to say about this?
What would Uncle Ben do?
What would Uncle Ben do? Well, based on what we would say, I would say Thanos car, but okay.
Ah, I'm so happy.
Okay. No further questions.
All right. Hey, guys,
though, the comedy of that movie.
Pretty good.
There was a part where I couldn't stop laughing.
Okay, so the humor is pretty great. Okay.
Yeah, I would love to tell you guys the joke, but it's not very appropriate
for the podcast?
Yes, indeed.
Because our producer will yell at us?
Yes.
All right, so yeah, not just our producer, but our director, and then our teacher, and then our show will be pushed down to the ground. We'll
have to live in a box. We'll be homeless.
Oh, wait, we're at school. We're in a studio. We're in a studio inside a school. We're in a studio inside a school, and we don't get paid. All right, so back to it.
You don't get paid?
No. I bet you didn't get paid for getting that Jorgen Von Strangl haircut.
Here's the thing. I did go in for a trim, but it turned into a haircut. I was explaining to him how I wanted the haircut, and he just went as I was talking. And so I was like, okay, it's over for me.
All right, so let's talk about the all-new Michael Myers Halloween. So, of course, I went over the break and went to go see it. I'm going to tell you guys, for this brand-new generation, it is everything that you want. It's violent. Very violent.
That's it, just violent.
It's not like, you know, the 80s version of Halloween, you know? It was everything from CGI. It was an amazing performance. I'm not even gonna lie. Like,
What has changed about Michael? Has anything changed about him?
He doesn't just stab you anymore. He takes a hammer and does things. At one point in time, you know what? I'm not gonna say anything else, because pretty much, let me tell you about the movie experience for me. At first, it was the windy Saturday. It was a windy Saturday. Of course, I was at a zombie walk before in Broad Ripple. before we actually went and gone seeing the movie. It was on the 20th of October. And, you know, windy Saturday, you know, everyone's powers went out. And so we were watching the movie, and the power went out. You know how amazing that is to
hear? Your power went out.
The power went out to the building.
To the building. Well,
we were at a good point in the movie, too, you know. It was Laurie Strode versus... You know what? I'm not going to say anything else. Because I don't want to put, like, another spoiler warning at the beginning of an episode. Since this is the season 2 premiere, so...
So, basically, just talking about this is just... There's no point.
I mean, let's kick Michael down the stairs. Okay, that's even more... So... Do
just,
you
just like
do you,
just accidentally you, make jokes that spoil the movie? Oh, so just about Michael gets it. Oh, dang it!
So, are you planning on going to see this Halloween movie? I don't think you have just yet, have you?
No, I have not, but I am definitely planning to go see all of these movies because I need some. I need some entertainment. I have not. I like to watch movies, but I don't watch them as often as I should. Why are you doing that? What was the face for? What's the face for? What's the face
can
for?
Can you describe my face? Because nobody can see us.
Yeah. Your face... You look...
Blobfish. All right.
No, not blobfish. Your face was basically me during the whole Venom movie.
Oh, okay. Dang. Wow. You have a lot of...
It's not...
Disgust.
Hate. Not hate.
All right. No. No.
It's not hate.
No.
It's just a very strong dislike.
No.
For the story.
No. No.
Yes.
No.
Very much so, yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
I enjoyed the Stan Lee cameo, though.
So, man, Stan Lee. What if Stan Lee made an appearance in every single movie in the world? Just next, you know, he appears in Aquaman. So you talk to fish, huh?
He actually appeared in a DC movie.
Oh, Lord.
Guess which movie that was.
Which one?
Teen Titans Go. The Teen Titans Go movie. He appeared in that as in a... he did a cameo for the DC movie.
So, how do you feel about Goosebumps?
Goosebumps? Oh, my God. I grew up watching that. That was...
Man, Goosebumps 2. Let's talk about it.
Okay.
So, Goosebumps 2. But before we get into that, we have a new segment. We have a new segment that will be... We'll talk about it now, but we'll introduce it in the next episode. It's called Name That Thing. Each season, we're not going to do the same thing. Last season with the whole... break time, that was just season one. That was the joke, that was the gag. Every episode we would come back to something weird, but this season is Name That Thing, and we'll be doing this every season where it's...
So what, is this going to be an ASMR? Are we just going to make sounds and then we have to name it?
No, that's weird. No, we're going to either use quotes from movies, people, or bring in things, and we'll have to describe it. In all context, name that thing. So, for instance, I'm quoting right now, we are Venom. What is that from?
Oh, my God. SpongeBob?
Oh, God. All right.
I know it. Wait. I know it.
The Amazing Aquaman. All right. you remember when we did that last season? The Amazing Aquaman? You thought I was about to say The Amazing Spider-Man, but then, like, it really led to, like, me saying... But Spider-Man is no longer awesome. Spider-Man is...
He was cremated.
No.
Cheapest way to get cremated, just have Thanos snap his fingers.
All right, but...
Cremation.
Follow me on my Snapgram and InstaChat. All right, so... What?
You just get a laugh out of anything you
what,
say.
What a way to kind of just butcher two social media companies.
All right, can you guys add me on my Twitter? My username is Candy Crush. Oh wait, hold on.
what happened to Candy? I feel like if Candy Crush came back,
I still play Candy Crush. So don't.
I feel like if Candy Crush came back to 2018. Like, if it was trending again, that would be the greatest thing to ever hear, is that Candy Crush, now you can play all new levels. There are no longer 1,000 levels. There's about 25,000.
Don't they have like a Jolly Ranchers version for this app? I mean, this is Candy Crush, so I wouldn't be surprised, but like, why did
Cafe
they...
World.
Cafe World.
Farmer's Land.
Farmer's Land.
Facebook. All right, but...
Fosboke.
Fosboke, huh?
Fosboke.
Facebook.
No.
All right, so let's get on to Goosebumps 2. Goosebumps 2.
Have you seen the first Goosebumps?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, don't do that.
With Jack Black?
Stop it.
With Jack Black?
Yes, but stop it.
Jack Black, give me a sponsorship, please. All right, but...
You want Jack Black to give you a sponsorship? For what? What do you want to be sponsored by?
Follow me on both of my Instagram pages.
I want to be sponsored by Firefox.
Look, this is all you got to do, Jack Black. Just put my Instagram and my... Well, both of my Instagram
pages. So you want a shout-out from Jack Black?
On his Twitter, yes.
On his Twitter.
On his Twitter that says follow at Brian X King and at Brian King Official on Instagram.
This is such a stupid way for you to shout yourself out on our podcast.
All right, but here.
Don't you dare shout me out.
Follow
don't
you dare. Neo.
No, do not shout me out. Do not.
At neo.tingler.
Dot. It's an underscore. Oh. Genius.
All right, so DJ Mike apparently does not want a shout out.
No, I don't want a shout out.
He's now next to me.
Yeah, no shout outs. Sorry.
All right. Of course, Jack Black makes a tiny appearance in Goosebumps 2. I'm not even going to lie to you.
Tiny appearance? Appearance. A tiny appearance.
Appearance. That's worse than saying, hey.
Can we get a definition?
I'm going to throw this guy through a table.
Let's get a definition for the word appearance.
Appearance. The definition is no. All right, so with Goosebumps 2, it's a new family, and guess who wants to play? Of course, the dummy.
The dummy.
You know what his name is?
I feel bad for not knowing.
Slappy.
Oh my God! Yes. Okay. Yep. Now I remember. It's Slappy.
Who are you calling dummy? Dummy. All right, but sorry. That's the best. I'm a little bit under the weather. That's the best you're going to get out of me now.
So it makes you stupid.
Yeah.
You're just a big, dumb dummy head.
Is it banana time?
Banana time!
All right, but, So, how do you feel about banana time?
I feel like it's a good use of my time. It's a great way to stay in shape.
Goosebumps 2.
Yes.
Of course, it is a great movie. It's not that scary. You know, my brother may have cried at a couple of points, but it's not that scary.
How old is your brother?
9.
9? That makes sense.
he didn't actually cry. It's a joke. But
You know you ruined the joke by saying it's a joke, right?
Yeah. So...
Okay. All right, continue. Go ahead. I'm sorry. I'm not going to interrupt anymore.
But nothing currently within the trending news. Everything is kind of under the Halloween movie right now. Goosebumps 2 was at an all-time high. Actually, it was a really good movie. I actually gone to see it. It was everything that I hoped for within a spooky little Goosebumps movie. It's not like the original. It is nowhere close to the like TV show.
No.
Alright, oh my God. Let's not do what we did last season where we throw in the guitars, you know, where we made those weird sound effects, you know,
you are repeating history and you're telling us not to repeat history.
Yeah, if we repeat history, we're gonna be caught in a time paradox.
So that's all the news we have for you guys for this week. Thank you for catching up on season 2. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for all the support that you guys gave us through the first season. Neo, you got any final words?
Indeed.
What are your words? You can't take a long pause like this, bro. What's your final words?
Is it banana time?
Oh, no. All right. We'll catch you in the next episode. Have a good one. Peace, guys.